Storybook Renovations, and welcome to the latest completed Airbnb project, The Happy Place. Every time I start a new project, I look for something in or around the home to spark a story in my head that will inspire the overall design of the home, hence the name Storybook Renovations. I never know where the inspiration will come from. It could come from something in the original architecture, like an arched opening or special trim moldings, or a layer of wallpaper unveiled during demo. Or the story could come from something I learned about a previous owner, or even an imagined future owner. As you look around this finished home, you might be thinking, what in the world inspired the design for this house? Well, believe it or not, the entire design story for this home was born from a floor patch. That's right, when we first purchased this home, the old pine floors had a lot of damaged spots, including this corner right here, where the previous owner had cut out a huge section and just patched it with some plywood. Because my budget and timeline for this renovation was pretty tight, I didn't have the time or money to hunt down this old pine floor to properly patch the current floor, and I certainly couldn't afford to install all new flooring. So I decided to embrace the imperfection and build my entire design story around this broken floor. This idea came to me after a friend had told me about an ancient Japanese practice called kintsugi. Kintsugi is the art of putting broken pottery pieces back together with a gold glue or resin to form a new, beautiful piece of art. Kintsugi not only embraces the imperfections, it highlights them. And from the brokenness comes a beautiful new creation. So I applied that same concept here. Rather than try to seamlessly patch the floor with matching pine pieces so you'd never know the floor had been damaged, I embraced and highlighted the brokenness by filling in the patch with these fun colored tiles, thus drawing attention to the area and setting the tone for the design of the entire rest of the home. You know, the practice of kintsugi is a good description of what Jesus does in our lives. In the Bible, we learn that brokenness is a result of sin, and that we all sin and fall short of God's glorious standard. That's found in Romans 3:23. And yet, instead of discarding us like broken trash, God sent his perfect, whole, unblemished Son Jesus to this earth and purposely broke his body on the cross so that he could become the glue that brings us back to him as a brand new, beautiful creation. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul tells us that if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away, the new is here. If this sounds too good to be true, if you feel you are too beyond broken to be fixed or to be used for God's glory, just look at the broken people God used to do wondrous things in the Bible. Abraham, the father of Israel, lied about his relationship with his wife. Moses, who delivered the Ten Commandments, was a murderer. King David, often referred to as a man after God's own heart, was an adulterer. Mary Magdalene was demon-possessed, and the Apostle Paul was responsible for killing hundreds of Christians before he saw the light. The list goes on and on. God did not look for perfect people to tell his story. Rather, he used the broken so that his glory could be revealed through them. None of us are too broken to become new, usable, beautiful creations in Christ. When I revealed this finished home to my client, he told me his favorite part of the whole renovation was the floor patches. He no longer saw a flaw in the floor, but rather a creative piece of art for his future guests to enjoy. That's what our brokenness can do if we allow Jesus to put us back together. When we allow Jesus to heal our brokenness, when we stand before our Heavenly Father, he'll not see our past sins, but rather the beautiful new creation that we are. Thanks for following our story. Join me next time as we learn about God's restoration in our lives.